USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this vote, the yeas are 193 and the nays are 231. The bill is not passed.
That was the sound yesterday in the U.S. House of the failure of the first of two House Republican immigration bills. More than 40 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting no, though President Trump later said,
"We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up."
A vote on a more moderate immigration bill that was originally scheduled for yesterday is now being postponed until next week, as Republican leaders say they want members to have a little more time to study that second bill. Heavy rains in South Texas forcing more people to evacuate their flooded homes. 16 inches of rain falling in the border town of McAllen since Monday. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Trump administration hoping to merge the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney said the federal government is still being operated from an early 20th century blueprint. Congress would have a big say, though, in any such plan. The Supreme Court yesterday ruling that individual states can now collect sales tax from online retailers.
Federal legislation will now apparently be necessary to spell out details on how sales tax collection will take place, rather than leaving it up to each of the states to give their own interpretation of the court's ruling. Bethany Ehrenhalt of the National Retail Federation said the Supreme Court acted correctly.
This ruling clears the way for a fair and level playing field where all retailers can compete under the same tax rules, whether they sell in stores, online, or both.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks, and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Conservative columnist and longtime Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer has died at 68. Earlier this month, Krauthammer had revealed that he was in the final stages of losing a battle with cancer. Krauthammer graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a quadriplegic. Again, Charles Krauthammer has died at the age of 68. Three men accused of bombing a Minnesota mosque are being charged with hate crimes. The suspects were charged with arson last year for that bombing near Minneapolis, but now a federal grand jury has added civil rights and hate crime charges. Prosecutors say the men traveled from Illinois to Minnesota purposely to toss a bomb at that mosque last August. There's a report IHOP's recent promotional name change stunt has not had much impact on customer traffic. You may remember the chain wanted to promote its new and improved line of hamburgers.
Burgers so burger and good, we're even changing our name to the International House of Burgers.
Data collected by Foursquare reportedly indicates there was only a slight increase in foot traffic to IHOP/IHOB locations in the days that followed the stunt. It also claims female customers actually declined after that promotion, though in a statement the restaurant chain denies that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.